was the first time I came across of the seer was through Ramana Maharshi. And as soon as I read the sentence, which was very rare to find it in his in that contest, one of the books many, many years ago, I just took it and ran with it, because it really felt like this is it, you know. Was it good for you, Bodhi? Wendell, are you following it?
I'm following you all.
Yeah.
I wanted to criticize myself because I couldn't control my thinking. Everything was flashing in and out. And I have a different perspective now. And I watch it.
Good.
And now it's slowed down.
Good, good. You do that. Absolutely. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know this exactly. But I know sometimes when I can get, when you say that quietness.
Yes.
That stillness.
Yes.
That silence.
Yes.
And I've tried to do that. And sometimes it's just like everything just stands still. I mean, like nothing moves.
Uh-huh.
And I sometimes look to see what that is, and I can catch it for a little while. If I just stay too long, it'll go, it dissolves.
Yeah, yeah, it dissolves. Yes,
it's,
you're
it's
absolutely.
I'm not. But when it's like that, it's just like
everything
stands. Like the world, everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know what.
This is fine. Yeah, absolutely. This is fine for now. Absolutely. Don?
It's really good for me with my eyes closed.
Good.
I go into a lot less judgment. And I had a practical experience of that last Saturday night because I saw the K.D. Lang concert here. And I was really judgmental. Really judgmental as I was sitting there, and I just having this battle back and forth with my ego and the judgment, and I'm seeing it, and it's like saying, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I close my eyes and I just listen to her voice, it was like the sound of God and angels coming through.
Yeah.
But I had to get this human sense out of the way because it was in a terrific fight.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It is a terrific fight. This is why the art of living comes to play.
Yes.
That when with the stop meditation, not the stop meditating.
By the way, that was very funny. We watched that, David.
With the stop meditation, you can actually stop judgment with the eyes open. When you judge, which we all do, when I say you, meaning me, Mahmood, everybody else, when we judge, we are not judging anything but our own mind.
Right.
Because there is nothing but your own mind.
Right.
So don't feel offended. Don't feel like you're insulting someone. You're killing yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So don't feel guilty for somebody else that you're judging him. Feel bad for yourself, because it really is.
Right.
It is. Had it not been for the mind that contradict oneself, the judgment would have been nonsense.
When you judge, you're forcing duality.
When you judge, is the mind that judges, like he was saying, is because he has been taking position. I'm saying you again, me. Position means that Don says, don't judge. But I want to judge. But she's doing this. But her voice really sucks. But I don't want to judge. It's bad. I am egoistic. I'm this and that. Every time he says, I am something, there is a huge ignorance going on. Huge, huge gap of oneness. So whenever you condemn, we condemn ourselves, particularly girls. When we condemn ourselves, we're taking sides. The same heart that condemns will be very proud for doing something good. Very proud. Neither one of them is true. So next time you have this judgment, let it judge. You just stop thinking it's yours. If I lie to somebody else that you have no interest in my lie or somebody else, you just look at it. What is my business?
Yes.
That's how we do it internally. One part of my judgment wants to do with one part of my righteousness. Why should I get in that battle? It's not my battle. It is a universal conscious, universal mind.
So you're saying about using that sword to cut the root.
Absolutely. Thank you. This is thank you for bringing me back to that one point. Yes, cutting the roots, cutting the only way that you can know something is when you dissect it. If you want to know about radio, you dissect it. I'm sure a lot of boys have done it. If you want to know about the material, you should pull one of the string out, and then to know the mind, you have to know that its tendencies. Mind lives in duality. That is not mind. That is not pure. Has too many beliefs under this umbrella. Will live in the duality, and in that duality, your experiences will be. Period. I was talking to someone, and I told Zina. Someone called me, and I told you last Thursday. They said that they were feeling better since they've been watching the DVDs and this and that. And I was telling that person, I was saying, listen, when you imbued, when you put a white cloth in a red dye, what happens? You have a red cloth, right, Mahmoud? When you put that dirty duality, a lot of beliefs, mind, into the purity of the screen or the page, what happens? Your subtle body and your gross body takes that color. It takes that color. So you will not have the same experiences as you did before. Why? Because it's not dipped into, your cloth is not pushed into beliefs that are not real. That is cutting the roots.
What about this stuff? I had this realization this weekend about be and let be. You know, kind of just be and let other people be. You know, not judge. I always, she's too fat or he's too ugly.
Okay, I'm going to take that even deeper. When you stay in your state of being, because there is no somebody outside, and I come back to that. When you stay in your state of being, you are not being bad and you are not being good. When you stay in your state of being, everything else is in the state of being. So be and let it be. You know, we can take it, yes, what you're saying is absolutely the truth, but not the whole truth. The whole truth is you stay in your state of being, everything else is stay in your state of being. Because you stayed. Do you see? Your mind is not going out. It stays in this state of being.
That's to me, it feels like in harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things peaceful. Mm-hmm. Peaceful.
Yes.
Peaceful.
It's peaceful, yes. It is very peaceful. It's very joyful at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very statically joyful. There's different qualities that this silence comes to pictures. But, you know, I don't know about you guys, but to the extent that you have a deeper understanding, isn't that your life more exciting? By far, isn't it? It's just so exciting. Because we're living again.
I'd like to share something.
Yes.
Just happened about 6 minutes ago, maybe seven, I don't know what time. It's part of the observer meditation, or witness meditation, or seer meditation. It's been several years ago, many years ago, that I had a, well, I should say this body had a trauma, and I separated from my body. And it, just about 6 or 7 minutes ago, while I was meditating and doing the observer of the seer, or the witness meditation, I realized that whatever it was that was looking down upon my body, convulsing and getting ready to die, was the witness.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is funny you should say that, because a part of my meditation tonight I didn't want to share, but I'm going to. It was for you, now I know. I am not ever interested to know what happens after death, or what happens during the time one leaves the body. I'm just not interested. I'm so focused on the here and now. That doesn't even please me to get information, but I did tonight. And the thing is that you were saying, very wonderful. When we die, the subtle body that is a duplicate of this body without concreteness separates itself, but it still has the same mind as this. So hell and heaven continues from this to the next one, because the absolutely the double of us, the carbon copy of us that is subtle, comes out. And some people can see this subtle. That is the first time I got this information, because I was never interested, never read about it, no idea. And in fact, I spit it out until you said it. I had to bring it back. Now, this happens. Then my question was, where does the self stands? Okay, this is the body and the subtle one. And what we are doing to bring the witness is freedom here and after. Do you guys understand the grandeur of the, like he was saying, the witness? Absolutely. The subtle body goes out. Even the subtle body has, the reason is it can live in a subtle plane is because of the witness. So when we practice the witness here and now, you don't have any need of this body or the subtle body. What happens? We are all merged completely to that one. Is that, that's why I say it's the highest truth, the teaching, because it takes you absolutely to the point where we don't have to go, you know, spirit searching and this and that and crystals and you know, fortune tellers and reincarnations and karma reading and the massage this. No, God, omnipresent, I am that. That's it. We're finished. No religion, no imaginary God. Here and now.